Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
It was a fun time of the week. Hey, today's Ready, Steady, Learn guest is Sanjal Shastri. How are you, sir?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thank you very much for coming in. You're studying a Master's of Conflict and Terrorism Studies in the Department of Politics and International Relations here at Auckland University, and that must be quite exciting and terrifying and eye-opening and freaky.
Yeah, a combination of all of that.
Yeah. What was your what got you interested in doing that? Following that train of knowledge.
I think I've always been interested in politics, and I come from a town which has witnessed deterioration in inter-ethnic relations over the past 10 years.
Whereabouts is that?
In coastal Karnataka, a province in India.
The
town's called Mangalore.
And so you're writing an opinion piece, or you have written an opinion piece called "Religious Riots as Electioneering in India." We kind of the perception is that India is a very peaceful place, and everything's although there's a lot of poverty, everything's pretty much together, and people all think the same way. But it's religion can really fire them up, can't they? Can it?
Oh yeah, it can. It can, as you know, it's happened in different parts of the world, but in India, it's sort of a part and parcel of the election process.
Is it? Like a religious riot, part and parcel?
Yeah, sort of. Wow. Because you have political parties who want to get, you know, their goal is to get votes. And usually, sometimes, riots, unfortunately, are a way of dividing the population in such a way that one group votes for that party. So it's always been a tactic of all political parties, and most certainly now the BJP, which relies on, or which, for whom sometimes riots can actually work in favor by.
Right. It's manipulative though, isn't it? What is it that sort of, is it the emotion of the fact that it is, that it's based on religion? Is that what means that people put aside the fact that it's like, it must be obvious to a point that you're being manipulated, but then when you've but then we throw religion into the mix, then it all just takes on another level, doesn't it? So
that's actually quite interesting, because some of the rumors that they do put forth, for a rational individual who sits aside, it's actually completely absurd.
That's what I mean. But people, we're talking big numbers and violent events.
And it's, you know, people believe it sometimes. And usually in a lot of towns, as they have something called the institutionalized riot system. And there's
the institutionalized riot system.
This is what was put forth by Paul Brass, a scholar who's done some work on riot production in India. And he says there is a well-institutionalized system of local networks. You have local elites, riot captains, and specialized thugs who basically, when...
Wow, that's fascinating. Do the general populace, they're just sort of comfortable with that? How much longer do you put up with something like that? Or is it just the way it works over there?
And it's... I don't know, for a lot of the population, the rhetoric that's being put forth, and people just do not want to do anything about it as such, because a majority of the population would not participate in the riots.
Yeah.
But it's just a small group which does participate, and you have a silent majority.
It's like soccer hooliganism, isn't it, if it's that organized?
It's,
apart from its politics and religion.
Yeah, sort of. Some have drawn links between soccer hooliganism and rioting, because it's quite similar in terms of, you know, the organized nature.
Yeah.
And
so what sort of things have you discovered in putting together this opinion piece? Like, what's, and is there a way out of this? Is there a way forward through it, or is it a harking back to older times, or is it the way things are going to be working there for a lot longer yet, do you think?
I mean, if you look at Indian history, since independence across South Asia, riots have been a part of the political process, and so India has witnessed three waves, one after independence, then in the 1980s, and then the third smaller wave during the Gujarat riots in 2002. So it's always been a part of, you've always had riots that take place now and then. In the future, well, only time can say, but I sometimes do feel we are not witnessing large-scale riots like what we witnessed in the 80s and 90s anymore, but it's going to be more smaller, localized incidents of violence.
But I guess from where we sit over here, when we watch reports of it on the news, it's important for us to sort of have in the back of our heads that it hasn't just sparked up, that it's actually been a pretty well thought out, and politically motivated event. That's really crazy. That's crazy.
It is. Yeah, there are political actors who benefit from these riots.
Yeah.
And it's because...
Shame on them!
Shame on them.
Yeah. Well, you were saying before, Mikey, that, the Western perception of India is that it's very, peaceful and whatever else, but, when it comes to, politics... And religious warfare, in the Muslim warfare in particular, goes back centuries, obviously.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the Gujarat riots of 2002. Gujarat is where I'm from, so I'm quite privy to that particular incident. So that was incited by Narendra Modi, who's the leader of the Bharatiya Janata Party. So that's the Hindu nationalist party that's ruling at the moment. And that was an awful, awful sort of, it was basically ethnic cleansing.
But to factor that in as part of your campaign is really freaky.
The way that the political society, the political climate is set up there is that it works in their favour to incite.
But it's still
that
creepy.
Violence, and it's very there's so much evidence supporting everything that went down, but it's still just it works.
Yeah.
The evidence does suggest that the state apparatus in 2002 did not do anything to stop the riots, which many say by not doing anything to stop it, it's a way of indirectly helping the rioters, that you had the power to stop it, but you did not.
Yeah, sure. Hey, well, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us, Sanjel. Is there any way that anyone wanted to read this this opinion piece, they could read it? Is that available anywhere?
Is it available anywhere?
I think it's in the process of being published, but we're not sure as yet.
Okay.
Should be up.
But keep an eye out for Religious Riots as Electioneering in India, as it's going to be called. All right. Hey, thanks very much for coming in. Really,
thanks a lot.
Really interesting.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.